630 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
Well, with Chelsea Bird actually as guest host today, 508 now, and you talk about interesting people, my next guest definitely fits into that category. Earlier today, there was a rally at Churchill Square, and he was there receiving a ton of fan love, which, of course, he's no stranger to right now. And he's joining me on 630 CHED. Oilers alumni Dwayne Rollison is here. Dwayne, thank you so much for making the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. It's a great honor.
Well, it's an honor for the fans to hear from you because there is no shortage of love for you, and I'm curious to hear your perspective on a few different things. Of course, as a former Edmonton Oiler, as a former goaltender, I mean, where do we even begin? I just want to know, first of all, your thoughts on this series, the Battle of Alberta. I know our city is just absolutely buzzing for these games. How has it felt to watch them?
It's been awesome. You know, for me as a fan, I'm happy for the province of Alberta. It's a great rivalry. It's going to create a lot of, you know, an economic flow here in the province, so that's great. And, you know, then the hockey's second nature. It's been unbelievable to watch. And, you know, being a Flame, and I hate to admit it, I was a Flame at some point.
I'm glad you acknowledged it because one of us had to.
Yeah. So I was only there for a couple of years and very beginning of my career, so I forgot about all that. But and then being an Oiler fan. So it was great to see all the fans in Calgary. But Edmonton's still the best place in the world to play hockey, to be part of an organization in Edmonton. It's unbelievable. And the fans, the city, the way they treat you here is second to none. So it's been great for me and also personally for my kids. They grew up here. They have a lot of friends here. And my youngest was playing at NEX locally here for a couple of years. So for them to watch it and see what's going on here, they're excited about it as well. So it's awesome to see, and it's great for me.
Yeah, Oilers fans are like none other. And I'm not sure how many games you've been able to be in the building for here at Rogers Place during this series or just playoffs in general. But, I mean, we have threatened to blow the roof off of this place over and over again. I mean, the fans get so loud and so excited to watch playoff hockey. Is that distracting as a player when you have the fans just going that crazy for you? Because it really is another level. I mean, it's got to pull your focus just a little bit, right?
When you're used to it, like in 06 at Rexall, we were used to it. Mm. You know, we were used to how the crowd reacted. And it gradually got louder and louder through from Detroit to San Jose to Anaheim to Carolina. So for us, we were able to adjust to it. But for visiting teams coming in, it was very hard for them to talk to play. And you talk to some of the players that played against us, and, you know, you have time to chat with them, and they're like, we hated playing there. It was so loud. We couldn't talk. We couldn't do anything. We're trying to talk on the ice. We couldn't. And, you know, and for us as a home team, it benefited us, right? And, you know, we were able to understand what we're going to get day in and day out from the fans. And, it's there's no other place in the world that treats the players and support and the loudness of the building.
Well, I know Flames coach Daryl Sutter has suggested that maybe the loudness was a little bit distracting to his newer players. So, I mean, Oilers fans, I think probably if you bring the energy tonight, that would be a good thing to see, and I know that we're going to. So, Dwayne, as a goaltender, I want to talk to you about Mike Smith, because obviously, I mean, there's that hit that Lucic had on him, and then there was his rock star entrance back into the game afterwards. I mean, how do you think, first of all, he's playing in this series? How do you think he's doing?
I think Smitty's doing great. You know, I sent a text after game one and said, keep your head up, don't worry about it. You're back in there. And, you know, Smitty and I played together in Tampa at the end of my career, and so I got to know him well. And, you know, I'm excited for him, and I'm happy for him as a person and for a fan of the game. I'm so happy for him. So I'm glad he's doing well. And, you know, the hit is a hit. You know, Lucic tried to stop, and, you know, played against me long enough. You know, as I hate to say this, he's not doing it on purpose, fans. He tried to get out of the way. He tried to avoid him. He slowed down. You know, Smitty was spinning at the time. So when you play it fast, it looks bad, you know. But when you slow it down, you see the snow spray. You see that he's trying to reach him. You know, the reach makes it look like he was trying to push him, but the reach is actually he's trying to grab him. And, you know, unfortunately, the league's got to do what they do with the new concussion protocols, and you know, I still laugh at the ref trying to get him out, because I know I would have been saying the same thing. So, you know, I love Smitty's fight and desire to win hockey games, and you know, improved it. And it was so great to see the fans just give him a standing O when he returned.
Yeah, that was quite the entrance back into the game. I mean, I think what a cool moment for him. He's going to remember that forever. But I mean, as someone who got really hurt playing against Carolina during your 06 Cup run, I mean, you must watch a hit like that and sort of have, you know, a strange feeling of nervousness for these guys. I mean, obviously hockey is a, you know, it's an intense sport. But yeah. Still, to see that, what does that feel like for you?
Yeah, I try to forget how I got hit. And I try not to, I get people send me clips of what happened in 06.
Oh, and that's nice of them.
Yeah, and I try not to watch them. But, you know, the first thing I'm doing when I saw what happened, I watched his head, see if he hit his head, and then the pile up afterwards, right? You know, how is he lying? And he did the right thing. He covered his head, you know, got into a fetal position and protected himself, you know. Because at that point, like, if you're, you know, you've got a leg out or whatever and somebody falls on it, now there's a potential of an ankle, knee, or something else bigger than what happened to him. So he did the right thing, and he was smart about it. So those were the things that I was watching for. One, that he moved right away, and then he got into the fetal position. So then I was like, oh, Smitty's fine. So, you know, so I was happy for that, and I'm glad for the fans of Edmonton that he's back.
Yeah, so are we. Obviously very excited. Who else do you love to watch? Who are you really excited by this series?
Well, you know, I live in Tampa in the wintertime, so, you know, playing there, so, you know, I still have some ties there with some guys that are on the team and former guys that I coached with Corey Perry and Patty Maroon. They're on the team there. So, and it's just hometown. I'm right there. So, you know, I watched them and had to do the Lightning thing for them in game four against the Leafs. So I'm just hoo-hoo that they beat the Leafs. So I was happy about that. but other than that, you know, I just watch as a fan. You know, I watch the Oilers, and that's about it regularly. Everyone else, I'm just a fan of.
It must be strange, though, to not be playing.
It is. The hardest thing was, you know, when I got out of coaching was the locker room, right? When I was coaching, Sean Horkoff, Cogliano, Surrey were all in Anaheim, guys I played with. So I'm coaching, and it was just like, yeah, just, you know, I'm just not playing anymore.
Right.
I'm still in the locker room with them. So that's what you miss, the little camaraderie in the locker room and all that stuff. But now I just live vicariously through my boys. One's playing at Lake Superior State, and the other one's playing USHL hockey. So I try to watch them as much as I can and be a fan of them.
So still living and breathing hockey in any way that you can. Well, we're happy to have you here, of course, chatting with us on 630 CHED and taking in the Battle of Alberta Game 4 goes down tonight. I'm not going to ask you what your score prediction is, because I know that people are superstitious about this, but obviously you're cheering for the Oilers, right?
Yeah, it's 0-0 goalie battle with, you know, Edmonton winning 1-0 in overtime. How about that?
Okay.
You got to stay with the goalie union and make sure it's close, but you know, hopefully Edmonton wins.
Deal. I like that answer. Dwayne, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care. Dwayne Rollison, of course, Oilers alumni, joining the show 6:30 CHED Afternoons with guest host Chelsea Bird. Thank you so much for listening, and we got lots more Oilers conversation on the way right after this.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.